Macmillan Audio presents Investigators Take the Plunge by John Patrick Green, adapted for audio by Christopher Hastings and Michelle Altman. Read for you by Torian Brackett, Aaron Yamawaki, Christopher Hastings, Max Myers, Lepika Shaw, Helen Laser, and John Patrick Green. And now, coming to you live from Book 2, The Investigators Take the Plunge, written and illustrated by John Patrick Green, with Aaron Polk and Chris Hastings. Chapter 1. Okay, intermission is over. Everyone have a nice break from the audiobook? Oh, you did? That's terrific. I'd love to hear all about it, but crime doesn't wait. It's here right now, and it's done tapping its terrible toes. And that means it's time to rejoin our crime-stopping alligator duo, who on this dark night in the city are... Oh, looks like a button is blinking on one of their vests. That really is very exciting spy technology. Maybe their wiper fluid is low. Let's see what all that beeping is about.
Investigators.
Brash, I'm getting a hollow call from SUIT headquarters.
That's SUIT, Special Undercover Investigation Teams.
Mango and Brash, this is the General Inspector. I have an urgent mission for you. A rocket is about to launch from a secret base beneath the Opera House. Your job is to go undercover as orchestra musicians. Wait, why are you already wearing tuxedos?
And we've even got musical instruments.
We're already on the case, boss.
On the rocket, to be more accurate, I left my trombone case backstage.
Wonderful. You've already tracked the rogue rocket, and you're riding right on top of it like a bicycle built for two. That's why you're our top agents. That rocket carries stolen code that could turn any machine into a combinatron. A device that can stick any two things together.
You mean like duct tape?
Worse than duct tape. Or better, depending on how you look at it. Like most technology, a combinatron could be used for good or evil. For example, if you combine shoes with wheels, you'll make some fun roller skates. And fun is good. But if you combine broccoli with lollipops, you'll ruin candy. And that's bad. If that code found its way into someone's microwave oven instead of heating things, it would combine them into who knows what.
Gators!
A giant eyeball suddenly flies up in front of the General Inspector and fills the frame of the hologram projection. The computerized ocular robotic butler is frantically waving their two spindly metal arms, which, of course, are directly attached to each side of their spherical body. Duh.
I'm kind of in the middle of an important mission brief, Sea Orb.
Guess who has two robot thumbs and is going on a mission of their own? Me.
That's great, Sea Orb. Did you hear that, Brash?
Yes. Sea Orb has two robot thumbs. But we're straddling a runaway rocket. This is no time for idle chit-chat. Plus, this glowing hologram in the night sky could blow our cover.
Move, Sea Orb. Brash is right. Investigators, do whatever it takes to make sure the combinatron code on that rocket doesn't fall into the wrong hands.
Don't worry, boss. We'll gator done. Well, we already got the rocket out of the Opera House. No need to hold on to this violin.